Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, can y'all hear all of it? I hope so.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Hello, everybody. I am so excited to have our first Coffee with Corinne of 2016. Today we're going to be talking about a victim or a victor, so let's get started.
Okay, let's be honest. When you are self-employed and run your own business, your personal life and your business life intertwine. One thing affects the other, be it good, bad, or unbelievable. Born, raised in Burke and Tupperware, Corinne knows the struggles of balancing your own business with home, family, and the surprises from life. Over the last 14 years, she has become an expert in direct sales and wants to share her fresh tips for home and business with you. So here's our host, Corinne Brown.
How fun is that? Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you for the people that have dialed in. And if you're listening to this later, so exciting to have coffee with me. Today, we're going to talk about being a victim or a victor. Now, that's for home and for business. I am Periscoping at the same time. So if you're on Periscope at The Fresh Expert, please join me for this fun chat and podcast together. So here's the question. When situations and circumstances occur, how do you handle it? Do you go into it with a woe is life, or do you go into it as, oh, an opportunity? My dad, he's one of these ones that I truly admire in life. And if you know my story, my parents, because they raised me in direct sales, they made me who I am today with the confidence and everything. So my dad has some of the best quotes that I will say I love. So I want to share this one with you. When life puts a circumstance and a situation in front of you, do you look at it like a burden or do you look at it like an adventure? That's kind of the same thing as being a victim or a victor. A victor will look at it like an adventure, wanting to jump right in, hold on to it. Let's find out what can happen. Yeah, it might be bumpy along the way, but man, what a ride. And then you have the victim mentality, the one that looks at it like the burden. I know all of you know people like that out there, that they're like, oh, not again. We have control over our circumstances, unforeseen or foreseen. They will catch us off guard, leaving us frustrated. But we can control it in how we act and how we respond to the situation. And with that, we identify those feelings caused by ourselves or by the outside influences. Remember, you can't change how other people act towards you, but you can control how you react to it. You have amazing possibilities and amazing things that you can do. If you've ever found yourself saying, oh, that always happens, that's just the way it is, there's nothing I can do, it's not in the cards, woe is me. That's the victim mentality. Guys, the world is not coming after you. You don't have to look at it in a negative, depressing state. Yes, crap happens. But we need to flip the switch in the way we look at it, because we typically don't even realize when we're making statements like this. I know I've done it, and I think of myself as an incredibly positive person. I try and look at things on the glasses full. Or thank God there's liquid in the glass, than to say that it's empty. We have conscious decision that we live with, and we make them often. We've made the decision when we make statements like the victim that we're going to accept what happens no matter how we really feel about it. We must take unfortunate circumstances and situations, and we have to learn from them. View them as an opportunity to be prepared for what is ahead. Now, learning to be proactive is a life skill, and that works incredibly well with the victor mindset. But proactive is not always our first inclination. I know it's not for me, and I'm just going to be honest. The human side of us just doesn't want to be bothered with that. We wish, we hope it would happen. That leaves us with the, oh, shucks, it wasn't meant to be. That maybe next time feeling I just mentioned. But in every situation, there's going to be three ways that you handle it. Now, we can all make a case for why you did this, or why it's supposed to be that way, or why it happened this way. But it comes down to three things. And this completely relates with victim or a victor. You look at things in life as being proactive. Those are people that make things happen. You look at it as being reactive. That means you wait for people to say stuff. You know, you aren't sure what you really want, so you want to hear what other people say, and then you react. And then the inactive people, these are the serious victims. And they're like, what happened? How did this go? I can't believe this just did. Oh, my. And when you look at these examples of the responses, when something doesn't matter to you one way or the other, that means it's inactive. Do you want to go inactive for the rest of your life? Do you want to just not care how things come together? Do you want to be a victor and say, I'm not going to be oblivious to time anymore. I'm not going to be a clock with no arms, if you think about it. I'm going to take it. Now, let me give you another example of the reactive. Have you ever had that moment when your heart is beating, like it's beating, 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 and the stress is mounting, and we don't know what task to do next because all of it is piled up everywhere? That's the reactive mode in life. And that can happen in home with the pile of laundry and the pile of dishes, to in your office and work with the number of people that you need to call, follow up on, leads to do, things to enter. Our business lives, especially when you're self-employed, Lord, that list can get really, really big. But it's how you approach that list. Are you reactive, trying to just catch up, squeeze one more thing in? Let's be honest. When you have the reactive mentality, most of the time you are going to be a victim. Sometimes you can be a victor because you make things happen, but at what cost? And I want you guys to really think about that. What unnecessary price have you paid by not being proactive and completely having that victor mentality? What have you lost out on in home or in business? So what's the proactive and the best victor mentality? Well, proaction is what victors are masters of. I'm still learning. It's a process. I truly believe the day we think we know it all is the day we give ourselves a handicap. But the winner who has come to understand that unpredictable situations and circumstances can be more predictable when we develop awareness of how they occurred and what the causes could be. That means you take your situations from life and you choose to learn from them. When you learn from them and you find that positive reaction where you are proactive, you are a victor. A victor is keenly aware of the tiny changes that can easily be implemented before something becomes unmanageable. Now, how do these work in business? Because, yes, I am self-employed. I have my own Tupperware business. I lead a nationally ranked sales team. I need to know how to be proactive because I'm also a mom of a blended family of five. Home and business, they're going to intertwine. And when one thing is off kilter, both of them are. So if I'm going to choose to be a victor myself, I have to make sure I have that proactive mentality. I know for a fact, tiny mistakes can come back and they can haunt you. Unlock the preventative maintenance in our daily struggles. Kids are a great example. All right, when a young child, if you have children, you will relate to this so much, is given too much leeway, they'll take advantage of that huge loophole, won't they? The parent provides by giving a passive response. If you have a child that does something, you're like, oh, honey, get ready. They're going to take that as passive, and how long are they going to take? Forever, at least if you're my kids. So we want to make sure that we are proactive with them and that we set our expectations for what the circumstance should be. So if you push off your customers, if you push off your host, the end result is not ideal because they will have a passive response as well, which will leave you in the reactive or the inactive mode and will leave you with that victim mentality. Further learn by assessing the situation and knowing that life is a choice. Are we going to sit by with it passively? Are we going to wait until the 100th time before fixing it? Or are we going to resolve to solve situations by preventing it from occurring in the first place? Being a victor means that you are persistent. You use creativity. The more we successfully navigate the unpleasant circumstances in life, the more we develop that proactive mentality. This mentality is the key to getting past life's challenges and obstacles instead of being taken down by them. Being proactive goes to the heart of personal achievement, and it helps you to prevent burnout, boredom, and the woe is me victim mentality. A victor is born, home and business, when you develop a positive and proactive approach. So I want to leave you guys with an example of someone incredibly famous that took it for home and for business. And I want you to think about, how are you taking situations that come your way? Are you taking them like a victim where you're going to find more struggles? Or have you decided you're going to be a victor and you are going to stand out and you are going to make the best of the situation? Do you guys know who Christopher Reeve is? We know him as Superman. And he had an unfortunate accident, if you guys remember. And due to this attitude, he became a tremendous role model. He became a victor over his circumstances because he took his situation and he made it positive. I mean, it's so sad when you have these situations where he fell off a horse. He is now paralyzed for life. It's almost hard to imagine how he was able to reverse his difficult circumstances. He turned it around and he devoted his power to campaigning for hope and a cure. That was focus and that was commitment. He made an impossible dream come true. Believing in the possibility and not allowing yourself to sink into less than you are allows for inner hero to emerge. Do you want your inner hero to emerge? Believe in that possibility. Use your experiences in life as a learned experience, and it will guide you through tougher challenges that are thrown your way. Jenny Skiffington, I truly believe, guys, keep learning. Keep making sure that you find as much information that you can. But Jenny Skiffington actually said, tell yourself that if life attempts to lower the bar on you, it becomes your time to fight back. Develop your resolve. Get that bar back where you want it to be so you can join those who have become a victor over your circumstances. When you're at the grocery store and they don't have the thing that you want, don't get upset. When the kids throw a tantrum in the middle of the mall, look at it as, you know, this happens to everybody. It's going to be a learning experience for this child now. Be a victor of all circumstances, through life and through business. Remember to keep a positive outlook. If you need to, surround yourself with positive quotes and positive people that will lift you up, that will help you to be proactive so you can continue to go in the direction of your dreams. Remember, you can look at life as a burden or you can look at life as an adventure. So you're going to be a victim or you're going to be a victor? I hope you all choose to be a victor of your circumstances. I hope you all choose to be proactive in the things that you do so you can truly overcome them and know that you are possible and anything can happen because you are amazing. Thank you guys for joining me for my fresh tips today and coffee with Corinne. I've got my coffee here beside me. You can check out more about me and all the fun, fresh things that I do at thefreshexpert.com. You can see recent TV posts, as well as learn about the speaking engagements that I do. And, of course, my fresh product pick, Tupperware, my favorite direct sales company that I'm with. But all of them are awesome, and I'll keep sharing my fresh tips. You can learn more about that as well just by clicking shop on thefreshexpert.com. I hope you will join me next month. It's the third Friday of every month at 10 a.m. for Coffee with Corinne. Guys, thank you for joining me. And have a fresh Friday.